Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Kol HaNishboyin Shebetayra. All the people that are mechuyev to swear minatayra, generally, Nishboyin V'loy Mishalman, swear and don't pay. Reuven wants money from Shimon. Shimon swears, and as a result of Shimon's shvuah, he doesn't have to pay the money to Reuven. In other words, you swear to defend yourself. But, the Velt says of art, every klal has a chutz min haklal. Every rule has an exception. And some say, including this rule, that every rule has an exception, because some rules don't. So, the Mishnah, but the elu, here's a list of the people that Nishboyin v'noitlin swear and take. In other words, Reuven swears to take money from Shimon. Generally, this is a takanas chachamim, and in the subsequent Mishnayos, we'll see why. Chazal were mesakein to take the shvuah away from the person who's defending himself and give it to the person who's asking for money. The first one on the list is Hasachir, a hired worker. We'll soon see why. But if a hired worker comes to ask for money in certain circumstances, he swears that the money is owed to him and the boss has to pay him. It's not the boss who swears that they don't owe you the money. Vayter v'hanigzal, same is true for someone who was robbed. V'hanechbal, or someone who was injured. U'shakenegdo chashed al hashvua. Let's say, I say, Shimon, you owe me money. Shimon says, you have eidim. I say, I have a single eid. I can't collect money on the basis of a single eid. But what I can do is I can force Shimon to swear on the basis of a single eid. But what happens if Shimon is someone who's not trusted with a shvua? We know from previous cases that he may not be honest when it comes to swearing. So then the shvua goes to me. I can swear and collect the money. That's what it means. Shekenegdai, the one who's opposite me, in this case Shimon, that I'm asking money from, chashud ala shvua, is not trusted to swear. Vayter says the Mishnah v'hachen v'ni'al pinkasei. The same is true for a storekeeper who makes a claim based on what is written in that special book. You know, today it's done with computers. But I remember in my days when you went to the grocery, there was one thing that the grocery man watched with seven eyes, the way they say. He never let it out of his hand. There was a big book. It was like a loose leaf with big rings on it. It had yellow lined paper, and that's where he wrote down who owes what. And when you paid up, he like crossed it out. But a storekeeper who makes a claim based on what is written in his book, he swears and collects. It's not the customer who swears to defend himself. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to explain these cases. Hasachir Ketzad. First case of the person who swears on the offense, swears to collect, is a hired worker. So what are the circumstances? Sakta Mishnah, Amalai, the worker says to the boss, Ten li schari, give me my wage. Sheyesh li biyachli, you still have it, you never gave it to me. Hu Eimer, the boss says, Nesati, I gave it to you. V'loy Eimer, but the worker says, Lo Natalti, I never got it, I never received it. Hu, it's the worker, Nishba V'noitel, that swears and collects. The Batanur explains, the reason that Rabbanim gave the shvu over here to the worker is because it's more common that the boss is so busy paying all his workers that he thinks he paid a certain worker, when he really didn't. And Mimela, the Chachamim gave the worker the right to swear and to collect. So it's a special shvuah that the Rabbanan instituted for a worker to be able to collect. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no special shvuah for a worker. There is a shvuah of Maida B'miksas, which is Minatayra, like we learned earlier. If you admit to part of the claim, you have to swear about the rest. And that's what we're talking about over here. Rabbi Yehuda says, Achetehesha Miksas Hidah. We have to have a little bit of an admission over here. Ketzad. So what's the case? Mishnah illustrates the case. Amaloi, the worker says to the boss, Ten li schari, can I please have my wages? Chamishim dinar, 50 dinar sheyesh li biyatcha. 50 silver dinarim, you owe it to me, I worked for you, please can I have it? V'hu Eimer, the boss says, Eskabalta dinar zav. You already got a gold dinar. Now gold dinar is equal to 25 silver dinar. So basically, the boss is admitting that he still owes him half the money. He just telling us, not like you say, I didn't pay you anything, I already paid you half. Ah, Mr. Boss, you're a Maida B'miksas. So normally a Maida B'miksas would have to swear about the rest. But here Chazal said, no, once there's a shvur, the rice of Maida B'miksas, we're going to take it away from the boss and give it to the worker. Because it's more likely that the boss, who has many workers to pay, is making a mistake more so than the worker. The Batanur explains, if the dispute is about how much money he owes it, in other words, If the worker says, you promised me two dinner, two gold dinner, two silver dinner, whatever it is, and the boss says, no, I only promised you one, then the balabayas is a regular moide b'miksas, and the balabayas swears that it's true, I only promised you one, and he has to give him one. So once again, all people that swear to defend themselves, but there are those who swear to take money. A hired worker, one who was robbed, one who was injured. Or if really I can make the person in the din Torah swear, but he's a person that we don't trust his shvuah. He has a history that we don't trust his shvuah. So I swear to collect. A shopkeeper about something that it says in his book, he can swear to collect the money. And then the Mishnah went back to the first case of the hired worker. Hired worker says, Reb boss, please give me my wages. The boss says, Reb worker, I gave it to you. The hired worker says, Reb boss, I never got it. He swears and takes it. Reb Yehuda says, no, you're creating a new shvua. For a worker, there's no new shvua, says Reb Yehuda. The only thing is, if the worker says, please give me the 50 dinner you owe me. And the boss says, I already gave you half. Oh, so you admit that you didn't pay him half. You're a maida b'miksas. Over here, normally, the maida b'miksas swears about the rest. Normally, we would say, so the boss will have to swear that he doesn't owe him the other part, the other 25 dinarim. Because he said that he owes him 50, and the boss said, I paid you 25. But because of this problem, that it's more likely the boss is making a mistake more so than the worker. So once, says Rabbi Yehuda, there's a chi of shvua from maida b'miksas, Chazal switched it from the boss who would swear that he shouldn't pay to the worker who swears that the money is owed to him.